the whole stack of mail was awaiting Srila Prabhupada's arrival, and he has been dealing with it steadily over the last 2 days. A letter arrived from Bhagavan Das in Europe, reporting, among other things, the acquisition of a new center in a prominent location in Rome. His description of the place was very attractive. Although in the city, it has 2 acres of land with fruit and rose trees, a marble temple room, comfortable quarters for Srila Prabhupada. He also described some measure of success in Corsica. The devotees are invited to speak at the only yoga club on the island, convincing the locals that Krishna consciousness is the genuine article, and other yoga groups bogus. He also enclosed a long list of new books and a copy of the new Dutch translation of the abridged Bhagavad Gita, of which they printed 25,000 copies. He said that in France they are doing the third reprint of Bhagavad Gita, and in 3 weeks the first volume of the French Srimad Bhagavatam is scheduled for printing. The new French Back to Godhead Upadesamrita are now completed, and the Italian abridged Bhagavad Gita is being composed. Greek translations are due to start soon, and the opening of an official center in Athens is imminent. In New Mayapur, the French farm Prabhupada is due to visit. A good variety of crops are being grown, and the Gurukul has 23 full-time students. It was all great news, and Srila Prabhupada was delighted to hear it, especially the number of books in production. He agreed to Bhagavan's suggestion that he visit Rome after going to French farm, as long as he arrives back in India by August 10, in time for opening of Hyderabad temple. He also was very pleased by the devotees' activities in Corsica. I have heard with delight of your preaching attempts in Corsica. That is one of our business, to expose the rascals who are cheating, and you are no spiritual asset. We don't say publicly that they are rascal, otherwise they will condemn us also. But with practical action they will see and compare, simply chant and dance, distribute prasadam, and where possible, some books. Nobody will be grudged. This is our duty. Yare deke tare kaha Krishna upadesh. Everyone is fed up with this rascal civilization of sex and wine. How long one can artificially squeeze this? They have no other asset. Therefore, people are turning to Indian culture. Let us push on. Others cannot go on. They are dead. They have no assets. An update on Mayapur development came from Jayapada Goswami. The land acquisition application made in the name of Sri Mayapur Chandradaya Vedic Planetarium and Community is moving ahead, and the response has generally been favorable. Even though some government members have been obstructing our attempts, still things look promising. And Jayapada Maharaj said that he was spending most of his time working on it. He also gave a good report on the boat program. Bhavananda Goswami has taken it successfully to Sundarbans. The vast expanse of islands dotting the Ganges estuary as she meets the Bay of Bengal. They were greeted enthusiastically wherever they went, selling 2,000 Gitargans and making 5 new bhaktas in only 2 weeks. Sri Mayapur Chandraya Mandir is becoming famous everywhere. Sri Tarun Kant Ghosh, the West Bengal Home Minister, personally greeted and hugged the devotees as he sailed into Calcutta harbour. Over 80 life members came to stay at the Mayapur guest house for May Day holidays. And on Narasimha Chaturdasi, over 350 locals participated in temple program. He also mentioned that he had been showing the dog's life news clipping from Melbourne, which Prabhupada had sent him, to government officials and other important people he is meeting, and it was well received. Prabhupada was very pleased with this good news and sent a long letter in reply. The only thing that disturbed him was his godbrother's resistance to the development of the Holy Dham. Do your best and simply depend on Krishna. We are not acquiring land for sense gratification. It is for Krishna's glory. Nimitta Matram Bhava Sarva Sachin, Bhagavad Gita 11:33. Just like Arjuna was asked to fight. So it was Prabhupada's dream to make Mayapur a transcendental city. What do we care for Madhava Maharaj, Damodar Maharaj? They are fixed. We must be fixed. Just see, Madhava Maharaj against us, and he was supposed to be the greatest preacher. He also sent an unsolicited letter to his godbrother, B.R. Sridhar Swami. He requested him to intervene on his behalf with their other godbrothers and asked them to desist from creating obstacles to ISKCON preaching programs. I have received one letter from Jayapataka Maharaj in which it informed that Madhava Maharaj, possibly Damodar Maharaj, are making propaganda against our attempt to construct a township in Mayapur with the center of attraction being the Vedic planetarium. In this connection, we have applied to the government for 350 acres of land, and the matter is in the process. However, Damodar Maharaj and Madhava Maharaj are trying to frustrate our attempt. I shall quote the portion from Jayapataka's letter. After the report was submitted, the district magistrate sent some land officers to come here to our site to inspect the lands and their position and nature. During this time, the local people, some or other, came to know about the acquisition. This was mainly transmitted to Damodar Maharaj initially. Some local farmers raised a petition against the land acquisition with about 90 signatures. Petitions for having the development plans go through are also being raised by the local people, the majority of whom support the ISKCON plan. About 2,000 should be raised in total in favor of this project. One supporter was coming to show me this petition with 500 signatures on it. Was kidnapped and the petition was snatched away. He was taken to Madhava Maharaj's mud doorstep, and some of the local cultivators, Prabhus of the mud, threatened him and demanded why you are supporting ISKCON. The supporter was now more determined to raise support in the face of rude behavior. Other persons have been also called to Madhava Maharaj's mud and chastised for helping us. They say our mission is political, and we want only the downfall of India and political power. They are so envious. As a matter of fact, I am trying to develop a township in Mayapur, spending crores of rupees to give protection against occasional inundation and construct a tall planetarium estimated to be 300 feet high. So why they are obstructing this program? What is the harm to them? People are already coming from all parts of the world to see Mayapur and join the Sankirtan movement. So, if something more attractive is done, more people will come from all parts of the world. So, what is their tangible objection? Of course, they cannot do all these things. It is beyond their power. If somebody else does it, why should they be envious and obstructive to this plan? They are supposed to be very close associates of Your Holiness. So if you kindly ask them not to obstruct this program, it will be very kind of you. A letter from Gurudev Swami described what was going on at the United Nations Conference on Human Settlement in Vancouver. 157 nations are represented, but because of tight security, he didn't think it would be possible for either him or Srila Prabhupada to address them. Still, his arrangement to preach sound good. They have a book table and photo display in a large exhibition building and a 30-by-50-foot tent in another area. He has divided the tent activities into three sections. First is display of 16 large photographs with captions showing Srila Prabhupada, Mayapur, New Vrindavan, other forms. Another is depicting our idea on simple living, high thinking. The second section is a cooking exhibit with continuous prasadam distribution, a stage for dramas, kirtan, questions and answers, and a book display. The third section shows flights and Krishna conscious movies. The authorities there estimate 15,000 people will go through the tent each day. Many senior preachers will join Gurudas Maharaj within a few days. Another arrangement he has made is for a half an hour TV program. He outlined the four main points he will speak about. Isa Vasyam Idam Sarvam. That everyone should accept his quota only as provided by God. Otherwise he should be considered a thief. A spiritual solution is necessary to the economic problems, not another economic war. A God-centered culture is required in general for any problem to be solved. And people should leave the crowded cities, go back to the land for a life of simple living, high thinking, thus creating small Vedic cities such as Mayapur, which depend on the produce of the farm and solve the unemployment problem. Gurudas felt our direct preaching approach would be far more effective than simply showing the sets of blueprints and drawings most of the exhibits have. Gurudas described as visual indigestion, whereas our exhibit is actually living. After expressing his inability to come to Los Angeles because his former wife Yamuna Dasi is there, he outlined his future plans to travel to London, then to January to preach in Vrindavan. Prabhupada was glad to hear about the arrangements in Vancouver and encouraged him, try to convince them, without God consciousness, no plan will be successful. Of course, the demoniac class of men will always remain. But unless there is a strong body to present God consciousness proposals to the leaders of the world, there will be no hope. We have taken Bhagavad Gita as a standard of all human activities. If the leaders of the human society take it as standard, then all the problems will be solved. That we can give practical suggestions for. Any plan of the atheist will never be successful. Your plan to go to Vrindavan in January is very nice. Sridhar Swami sent a letter from Dehradun, India. He is traveling with Gargamuni Swami, making life number. After 4 years in India, he expressed his desire for a short break, perhaps to visit European American temples or even go to China. Prabhupada has already spoken with Trivikrama Swami and instructed him to go to Hong Kong to begin selling new Chinese Bhagavad Gita. And Tamal Krishna Maharaj is sending two men from Rama Damodar Sankirtan party. News has also arrived that in Hong Kong 400 Gitas have already been sold to Indian businessmen who buy the books and give them free to their workers. So Sridhar Maharaj's letter was very welcome. I wish that you will meet Trivikram Swami in Hong Kong and combinedly organize distribution of Chinese Gita profusely. It will be a great victory. After all, one third of the people of the world is Chinese, and they are also human beings. They are very old culture. So why shouldn't they be benefited by Lord Chaitanya's movement? You can go dressed as gentlemen, because it will be easier to travel in this part of the world. I have given full instructions to travel to Trivikram Maharaj, and both of you can cooperate in this very important mission. A reply came from chairman of the Indian Humanist Union in Lucknow. The same man Prabhupada had corresponded with in Hawaii. Raja Sajid Hussain gave a brief outline in flowery language to explain his humanist ideas, how to attain unity in human society, based on ethical dealings between fellow human beings. But his idea did not include God. Humanism affirms the unity and interdependence of man with a common responsibility of all, for all men, for their welfare and improvement, under conditions of free enquiry, aiming at justice, equality and open society. In other words, it is concerned with ethical life from the cradle to the grave, without committing itself on the question of God or life after. It was therefore the humanitarian aspect of respective missions which prompted me to suggest possible cooperation between us. Prabhupada was frank in his reply. Your idea of the unity of man is crazy. It will never become. The United Nations has tried for so many years and they will never agree. If we keep human beings as cats and dogs in bodily concept, how can they live in peace? They will simply fight like cats and dogs amongst one another. However, when members of the human society come to the spiritual platform, then there is a genuine possibility of unity. Without God consciousness, nobody can be ethical. A life member from Lusaka in Zambia wrote requesting clarification on 2 points of philosophy he could not resolve, even after reading Prabhupada's books, Back to Godhead. Although he complained the magazine was not being sent to him, what happens when a heart transplant is done? At that time the heart is taken out and at the time donor's heart is replaced. Isn't that the recipient loses his original identity as a different soul entering the body along with that live heart of the donor, and it looks as if he gets another life because his own life-giving heart is already out? Will you explain in detail to solve this mysterious but sensitive problem? The second doubt concerned the so-called moon landing. As stated in the set of books, there is life on each planet, and nearest planet is the moon. Now there are so many moon landing experiments recently done. Why they couldn't come to a conclusion of any life there except a rocky, barren land? As already mentioned in these books, people who worship the moon god go to the moon. People who worship the sun god go to the sun planet, and so on. Srila Prabhupada answered the questions at length, giving clear explanations to settle his doubts. Life cannot be prolonged by heart transplant. You cannot increase the duration of life. One can perhaps give some relief to disease. That is another thing. But the duration of life is destined. From the dead body, one cannot bring life. Similarly, it appears that one is prolonging the duration of life by medicines or heart transplant. But that is not the case. If one lives 4 years after having had a heart transplant, then by nature's law, you are destined to live 4 years with or without having had a heart transplant. So what is the value of heart transplant? Only by yogic process can one prolong the life. By regulating the breathing process, keeping in samadhi, the breath period is not misused, and this increases the lifespan. Therefore, destiny can only be changed by devotional service or yoga. Otherwise, what you must suffer, you must suffer. And what you must enjoy, you must enjoy. The Prabhupada says by yoga, by we have calculated number of breaths, and if we can conserve the breath that long, you can increase. Or you take up devotional service. You take up devotional service, and by Krishna's blessings, you can change your lifespan, but not by heart transplant or medicines. For a devotee, however, whatever it may be, he takes the opportunity to chant Hare Krishna, and by Krishna's grace, destiny is changed, then it is all right. What is the proof that they have gone to the moon? Why they are not now utilizing it? They simply remain quiet. They have simply squandered so much public money. There is no proof that they went. A foolish man squanders and does nothing. Still, we are to believe that they are scientists. According to the Bhagavad Gita, Yanti Deva Vrata Deva, without the necessary qualification, namely visa, one cannot even go to another country, or to speak of another planet, the moon planet, Chandra Loka. Being a heavenly planet, how can we accept that a nonsense person can go to the moon? Our point is that they are accepting foolish men as scientists. The afternoon, Balimardhan Das unexpectedly arrived from San Francisco. He has been out of circulation in our society for some time. But after a few words with Srila Prabhupada, he decided to stay on and do whatever Prabhupada wants. He also gave his divine grace $10,000 dakshana from his jewelry business. Later, after conferring with Tamal Krishna Goswami, he decided to travel with him, agreeing to shave his head tomorrow. Prabhupada visited his personal garden for a couple of hours after his afternoon nap. It is small but very beautiful, adorned with fountain and colorful shrubs, flowers and vines. The devotees have created a comfortable seat for him beneath a bower, flanking his spacious white-sheeted asan with beautiful potted tulsi trees. For 2.5 hours he relaxed, although wrapped in each other due to an afternoon chill, and willingly answered questions from the devotees and guests who sat in a wooden folding chair or at his feet on straw mats laid out on the grass. One visitor was a middle-aged man with a doctorate degree named Eugene Stansky, formerly a Roman Catholic priest for 23 years. He gave the priesthood a few years ago in continuing search to understand seriously who God is. Srila Prabhupada preached to him for a long time. He seemed to hear sincerely and went away very visibly impressed. Another visitor was Dr. Wolf, a German academic friend of Swarup Damodar, a long-time correspondent to Srila Prabhupada. He has written from Atlanta after hearing that Prabhupada is not going to visit there. Happy to see him, Prabhupada greeted him warmly. Dr. Wolf brought with him a letter from Swarup Damodar suggesting that if Prabhupada is not going to visit Atlanta, Swarup Damodar could go to New York to discuss the book he and other scientists are working on. Prabhupada wrote back, and it would be a good idea. Devotees presented Srila Prabhupada 2 awards. Which the BBT received for Srimad Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. The printing industries of metropolitan New York award a certificate of excellence in the form of plate for the layout and quality of the publication. Prabhupada was very pleased. Krishna Kanti Prabhu, who runs Golden Avatar Productions and the Bhaktivedanta Tape Ministry, has agreed to replace bulky reel-to-reel tape recorder I carry for recording Srila Prabhupada's lectures and conversations. Now that we are here in Los Angeles, there is so much happening, so many visitors coming, so many conversations going on. I told him the world war with its large reels just wasn't good. Today he gave me Nikamichi professional standard cassette recorder to try out. I balked as soon as I saw it because it is bigger and almost as heavy as the Uhar. The only advantage is the quick change of tape made possible by the cassette. Anyway, I agreed to try it out for a day or two. Through the new public relations firm, Rameswar Maharaj hired recently, a whole series of interviews have been arranged for His Divine Grace with reporters from various publications. A young man named Richard came this afternoon from a newspaper with a circulation of nearly 500,000. Richard began by asking what Prabhupada's purpose was in seeking the growth of our movement. Srila Prabhupada explained that Krishna consciousness was meant for ending the suffering of the present civilization by educating people how to trust in God. Recalling his recent letter to President of the United States, he said that only when people know factually who God is, can they then place their trust in Him. People need factual knowledge, not just a slogan, "In God we trust." Our purpose, therefore, is to educate people. Richard asked if Prabhupada had a specific program to educate mankind toward God consciousness. As he has done repeatedly over the last few weeks, Prabhupada brought up his axiom that God is the father, material nature is the mother. He told Richard that when we accept this in fact, then there can be peace. If you simply understand one verse in the Bhagavad Gita, there it is stated, Sarva yonishu kaunteya murtaya sambhavantiya tasam brahma madhyone aham bija pradapita 14.4. Very simple thing, everything is coming from the nature, material nature, beginning from grass to the highest intellectual human being, or more than that. Where from they are coming? From this material nature, from the same material nature, earth, water, air, fire, ether. These elements, same material nature. Let us see from the ground. The grass is coming, the vegetables are coming, water, the fishes are coming, all the ants are coming, the germs are coming, and after eating that vegetable, the animals are coming. In this way, everything is coming, generated from the earth, from the material nature. Is it not a fact? Richard agreed it was so. Prabhupada developed his reasoning. So, we are coming from material nature, that means material nature is our mother, from the womb of the mother, the child comes. Therefore, according to Vedic knowledge, the earth is also a mother. There were seven mothers according to Vedic civilization. Adi Mata, original mother, real mother, and Guru Patni, the wife of Guru, the wife of a Brahmin. So Adi Mata, Guru Patni, Brahmani, Rajapatni, the queen is also considered mother, and Dhenu. Cow is mother because we drink her milk. And Prithvi Mata, the earth we are coming out, earth is our mother. Really, we see coming. There may be different varieties of suns. That doesn't matter. But anything is coming out from the earth. The earth is the mother. That is coming out. That is sun. Then where is the father? There must be a father. Is it possible that mother can give birth to a child without father? I wouldn't think so. So there must be a father. This is the conclusion. So, who is sanctioning about the father? The answer is in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham Bija Pradapita. I am the father. You cannot deny father, that is not possible. If there is a mother, if there is a child, there must be a father. This is common sense, human sense. And animal sense is, I don't care for father. There may be father, may not be. That is animal sense. So do you want to keep the human society in such ignorance, just like cats and dogs? The dogs do not care who is father. This movement wants to give education to the human society. Yes, there is father. That is actual fact. Without father, or there is a child, is it possible? That's all. Then, at the present moment, the human society is child playing on the lap of the mother. That's all. In big, big motor cars. That's all. Without any knowledge of father. But the human being remains simply satisfied with toys on the lap of mother, or he will try to understand who is the father. So we are satisfied with the toys, playing on the lap of the mother. The motor car is running very swiftly, head brake, neck brake, and they are thinking, they are civilized, advanced. Who is your father? Don't know. That means the present civilization is childish. Civilization does not care to know the father. So whether the human civilization will remain childish, they fight among themselves. My dear children, live peacefully. So for the time being, they may be again, they will fight and they will cry. That is going on. What the United Nations has done for the last 40 years, they are fighting like children or animals. So, Ablagvi, your disciples say, aapas mein ladne lagte hai, ye to bachchon wali kaam hai, ya janwaron ka kaam hai. गुरु के पास आते हैं फैसला करने के लिए समझाने के लिए है लड़ने का क्या बात है ठीक है ना सतोपद से तो कभी लड़ने का माहौल बनता है आप अपने को क्या समझ रहे हैं मैं पशु जैसे व्यवहार कर रहा हूँ मैं तुम्हें बच्चों वाली काम कर रहा हूँ सो What the United Nations has done, if you keep human beings as childish or animals, do you think there will be peace? That is not possible. It is to the talking of big, big words for peace. That is not possible. It is futile attempt. One of the devotees had just returned from Vancouver. Where is Vancouver? He confirmed Srila Prabhupada's word. The UN, United Nations is having a habitat conference and they are not united. Their discussions and arguments. Sometimes there are walkouts, throwing chairs, etc. They are not able to reach any conclusions. They can't agree with each other. Prabhupada chuckled. See, how they can? Do you mean to say dogs simply barking? They will come to a conclusion. It is not possible. There is no aim. What is the actual aim of life? So, Krishna consciousness, this is very important movement. At least the intelligent class of man, they must understand it thoroughly. Richard was impressed with the interview. After leaving Srila Prabhupada, Ramachandra Maharaj took Richard on a tour of the facilities before he left to write his article. June 4, 1976, today's walk was along the sands of famous Venice Beach, Los Angeles. Matching spiritual dictum against scientific dogma, Prabhupada cut down the pretentious claims of the so-called modern men of knowledge, talking very animatedly how foolish they are, especially about the moon and the position of the planets, which is close to the earth, moon or sun. What is the nearest planet to the earth? Itna bar bola tha. Mathematician. Huh? Moon. What do you think? Sidha jawab do. Bas. So Prabhupada told, why do we say the sun is nearer to the earth than moon? Because throughout the world, any language, the week starts with Sunday, Monday. The Prabhupada, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. There are planets, Saturday, Friday. So whether it is Andhra calendar, Adivaram, Somvaram, Aditya, sun. అంతే కదా ప్రపంచంలో ఏ దేశంలో అయినా కూడా ఏ గ్రీకు లాటిన్ ఎక్కడికి వెళ్ళినా కూడా వాళ్ళ వారాలన్నీ కూడా గ్రహాలు సూచిస్తూ ఉంటాయి. దానిలో మొదటిది ఆదివారం, సండే, రవివారం. రవి మీన్స్ సన్. ప్రభుత్వ బికాస్ our ancestors have arranged it according to this order. So, Monday, Prabhupada mentioned they are unable to answer why Sunday comes before Monday, the moon's day. Why the weekend is Saturday, Saturn, or Saturn day? Then he gave the answer. This is the order of the planets, according to many ancient cultures. And it established the statement of the Srimad Bhagavatam that the moon is farther than the sun from the earth. That being the case, he argued, how could they have gone to moon? Tamal Krishna drew the conclusion there must be an international hoax, conspiracy among the scientists to fool the public. Prabhupada agreed. He quoted a Hindi phrase about a snake charmer who cannot even catch a harmless water snake, but who is now trying to catch a cobra. The scientists have no proof for anything, but they are making such big claims. Throughout the walk on the way back in the car, Prabhupada was very enlivened. The devotees reciprocated, bringing up various theories for Prabhupada to shoot down. But he was simply insisting that first they explain why this order of the planets universally. In class, Prabhupada strongly pursued the same point. The verse stated that Vishnudutas returned the challenge of the Yamadutas, asking them if they were genuine representative of Yamaraj, they should describe what is real religion, Dharma. Srila Prabhupada told us the test of a devotee is whether or not he has actual knowledge. A show will not do. Krishna described what is the meaning of Dharma. Yet the question is, if you are servant of Dharmaraj, then explain what is Dharma and Adharma. Dharma means religiosity, and Adharma means non-religiosity. Everything in this world is duality. If there is black, there is white. If there is good, there is bad. If there is father, there is son. Otherwise, there is no meaning of father. I am father, bachelor, daddy. No, if you are father, you must have a son. If you are a son, then you must have a father. If the son says, I dropped from the sky, how is it possible? This rascal said that there is no creator. First of all, prove that you have no creator. Your father has created. How you can say there is no creator? Silent. The rascal is silent. You are talking of there is no creator. But you, yourself, you are created by your father. So these rascals are talking foolishly. Another foolish persons only will accept them. But we are not so intelligent. Our answer is that you say there is no creator. How you are created? He may be, it may be we are rascals also. But this is our simple questions. This morning I was asking that why there is Sunday first and Monday second? Who can answer? Is there anyone in this meeting who can answer why? Who can answer why? This simple question. Why all over the world, everyone accepts Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Somvar, Mangalvar, Guruvar, Brihaspatiwar? There may be different languages, and Saturday is last. Why this arrangement? Who can answer? Is there anyone? I asked this simple question to so many. Even Swarup Damodar, our doctor, PhD, he has not yet answered. And I asked this question to Dr. Wolf. He's not present here. One of the devotees attempted, because Sunday is God's day, Sunday is Krishna's day. That is your sentiment. Speak scientifically. Nowadays, the scientific days, you have to speak scientifically. Prabhupada is still looking for the answer. The order of the planets, another devotee called out. As that you are representing Dharmaraj, first of all, explain what is Dharma. Then we shall understand that you are the representative, or the order carrier, or the servant of Dharmaraj. He went on to elaborate this principle of duality, then really moved into high gear in the criticism of the scientists. We have got two tests. One test is sufficient. If one is not a devotee, if one is not Krishna conscious, he is a demon. Bas. Finish our conclusion. We simply ask whether you are a Krishna conscious. Whether you know Krishna, I think our Shyamsundar daughter, she used to preach. She used to go to any elderly person when she was 4 years old. Do you know Krishna? She said, so he says, no, I don't know. Oh, Krishna is Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is preaching, finish, preaching. A child can preach. A child can understand. Do you know God? No, you are a demon. Prabhupada said the word demon is such aplomb. Everyone burst out laughing. And he kept them going with a parody of a devotee approaching a scientist. Finished. Where is the difficulty? As soon as you say, I don't know God, you are a demon. First class demon. I am scientist. You are a rascal. No, I have studied. I have got my degree. Maya apratajnana, rascal. You have studied so long, simply waste of time. Your real knowledge is taken away because you don't know God, that is described. We have got very simple test in Krishna conscious movement, how to distinguish an intelligent man and a rascal. As soon as we understand that he is not Krishna conscious, he is a rascal number one. Bus. There is no need of testing, even though he may be MA, PhD, DHD, DHC and so on. Still, we shall call him a rascal. This is open challenge. It is not secret. He added weight to the seemingly radical conviction with a quote from great Brahman, Chanakya Pandit. He very nicely says that rascals and fools must give up their company. Teja Durjana Samagamam. No, I have got many friends. They are university educated. But he says, Vidyalankrita Pisan. Even they may have degrees, MA, PhD. Even if educated, so-called educated is not educated. Anyone who does not know God is not educated. He is a rascal. That is our conclusion. Not our conclusion, this is Shastra's conclusion. So he has got so many degrees and he is a rascal. And he is Durjana, a bad man. Yes. Why? Now, Manina Bhushita Sarpa Kimasavana Bhayankara. Suppose a serpent has got a gem on his head. Is it not fearful? Very good example. Suppose a snake comes here and he has a jewel on his head, so he will be all safe. No, he is dangerous. So that is going on. So-called educated scientists, degrees, what are they doing? Atom bomb, kill man. This is their scientific discovery, that you can kill a man with a knife, one man or two men. Scientific discovery. Millions of men in a movement. Come on, discovery. So, why don't you discover something that millions of hospitals, deceased men can be brought into life again? That we cannot do. Killing is going on. What have you discovered? So, this is their science. Discover something and declare that there is no more death. Here is medicine. Then that is scientific discovery. What is this nonsense? People are dying and they have discovered something to facilitate death. Is a discovery. Therefore, they are the snake with jewel. That's all. They are not gentlemen even. A gentleman thinks, I shall kill so many persons by dropping one atom bomb. I have discovered such a nonsense thing, and they are going on as scientists. So be careful. They are all like snakes with jewel on the head. That's all. Returning to the next, Prabhupada gave his summary. So here we must know what is dharma and what is adharma. Simply rubber stamp. I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this, like the tilaka and mala. No, you must know the science. The human being can understand what is God, what I am. what is my relationship with God. And if we act according to that, our life is successful. Simply denying God and manufacturing atomic bomb and killing, is that civilization? No. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.